Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Hey, so plenty of stuff to talk about here tonight. In fact, Johnson is going to tell us about what might be the new nickel. Brown nickels, apparently. We'll get into that story if we get a chance. Also on the way here...
Giving America the brown nickel.
You can talk about anything. There's also a North Korea undercover video of people, average people, standing up to authority, so-called authority, in North Korea. Civil disobedience. And it's a shocker because a lot of people don't really think these things happen in North Korea.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that if we get the chance. And also, I'm going to start out this hour with a story from, CNN, KTLA 5, that apparently there's a man who is a Christian preacher, or rather was a Christian preacher, who has decided that he's going atheist. Story from KTLA.com. In the past, at times like these, when his life floundered and frayed around the edges, Ryan Bell often prayed for help. But this year, at least, the pastor has resolved not to. For the next 12 months, Bell says he will live as though there is no God. He will not pray, go to church, read the Bible for inspiration, trust in divine providence, or hope in things unseen. He's taking the opposite of a leap of faith.
Okay, living as though there is no God, okay, fine. You just saying that he actually is an atheist, though, I mean, that's... Unless he's
I heard an interview with him, and the guy's pretty much an atheist.
Right.
It's a free fall into the depths of religious doubt. Bell's intellectual experiment, which began January 1st, has already borne dramatic consequences. In less than a week, he lost two jobs teaching at Christian schools near his home in L.A.
Oh, really?
He's 42 and has been a pastor or in seminary for most of his adult life, now faces the prospect of poverty, taking odd jobs to feed his two daughters, ages 10 and 13.
I can't imagine he's got a lot of skills there if he's just
a preacher. Yep. There have been times, usually late at night or early in the morning, when I think, what have I done? It really undermines the whole structure of your life, your career, your family, he said. Just as a man of God began to despair, he found help from an unlikely source, the atheists. The seeds of Bell's journey were planted last March when he was asked to resign as pastor of Seventh-day Adventist congregation in Hollywood. Now, Seventh-day Adventists, are those literalists?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. He had advocated for the church to allow gay and lesbian leaders, campaigned against California's same-sex marriage ban, and disputed deeply held church doctrines about the end times. Eventually, his theological and political liberalism became more than leaders in the denomination could bear, and he lost his career of 19 years. His faith was shaken, and for a while, Bell became a religious nomad. On the positive side, losing his church job gave him the freedom to question the foundations of his religious belief without the fear of troubling his congregation. He says, I could finally pursue those questions that had been bouncing around in my head. Isn't that interesting that for the longest time he'd had questions but had felt uncomfortable with even asking them seriously and considering them because he was surrounded by other people who believed as he did?
It wasn't until her deathbed that Mother Teresa admitted that she was an atheist.
Did she admit that on her deathbed?
Oh, yeah. It was in a journal and it was admitted, yep.
That's fascinating. Yep. On the positive side, losing his church job, again, gave him that freedom. He said, then after lunch with a friend, he thought, what if I tried out atheism and lived with no religion at all for a year? It's like when you go to a movie and you suspend disbelief for 3 hours to get inside the story. I'm suspending my belief in God to see what atheism is all about. Bell, who still holds ministerial credentials in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, thought it would be a neat little intellectual experiment. He would interview atheists, attend gatherings of non-believers, and read through the canon of skeptics, Friedrich Nietzsche, Baruch Spinoza, Richard Dawkins, and Christopher Hitchens, among others. When friends got sick, instead of praying, as was his immediate response previously, Bell said he would do something tangible and practical and supportive for them. He would start a blog called Year Without God, the website yearwithoutgod.com, and write about his faithless journey. Bell thought maybe a few people would read his posts, follow along, and offer advice or criticism. He says, I didn't realize even 4 days ago how difficult it would be for some people to embrace me while I was embracing this journey of open inquiry into the question of God's existence. He wrote on Saturday, the first signs of trouble came around the turn of the new year, just after Bell announced his experiment online. Texts and emails arrived from friends, family, and colleagues with the ominous phrase, we need to talk.
Well, this is, I mean, faith is the foundation of religion. So when you're in one of these, you know, these mainstream religions, you know, the ones that don't allow for much elbow room as far as what you believe, questioning any tenet of the faith is going to...
You're a heretic, right?
Right. People are going to step in. They're going to talk about it. I mean...
Time for an intervention.
Well, frankly, in the liberty movement, it's very similar if somebody doesn't embrace liberty on a particular issue. You know, everybody steps in. They, you know, look. They start making their points.
There's a difference. And the differences in the liberty movement between the liberty movement and the religion is that in the liberty movement, right, if you don't embrace liberty, that means that you want to tell someone else what to do and how to live their life on a particular issue. You want to use violent force against someone on a particular issue.
Or you can.
So that's a huge difference, right, between that person and a person who is an atheist or versus religious. Religious people, if they have faith, the only thing that they're doing is that they think they know better. They think they know how the universe works. They've got it figured out because they have the right belief, because they read the right book, and they happen to be born into the right family that believed that religion. Whereas with a statist versus a statist versus libertarian, that's the person who believes in a statist particular issue. I mean, maybe they're part of the liberty community, but they've got their one issue that they believe that the state is absolutely necessary for. Well, on that one particular issue, they're violent and want to hurt people.
That is not incorrect. However, there's still tenets of the liberty movement. You know, look, we believe in nonviolence on all these issues, and so therefore, when somebody believes in, you know, contrary, the stepping in comes into play. It's the same. It's very similar.
Yeah, but a lot of the people in the movement aren't willing to ostracize somebody. So, for instance, while there's a small amount of people in the liberty movement who are ostracizing towards a minarchist, somebody who believes in small government or a very minimal amount of state. Those people exist,
right,
but they are not the majority in the movement. There are people who will have a discussion with you, but they're not going to turn you out. They're not going to not be friends with you. They're not going to work with you on a variety of different issues. Whereas
they're not going to tell you you're going to burn in a lake of fire.
Right, in a lot of cases in the Christian world, their people are very, very intolerant of somebody going atheist. And that's why some people who are Christians are very afraid to come out of the closet as an atheist, because they're worried they're going to lose all their friends. And for good reason, because they know how intolerant these people can be. I was concerned about what was going to happen when I came out as an atheist when I was 16 years old. I didn't know what my parents were going to do about that. Turned out they were supportive of me, and they, you know, said they'd love me no matter what I chose to do. So that was good. But some people did not have it as easy. Some people, their parents would treat them like, you know, they'd come out as gay or something like that, because some the same types of parents are as intolerant of that. So
I see a lot of parallels.
Yeah. Oh, you mean between the liberty
community? Yeah. Yes. I mean,
okay, I, like I said, I see where you're coming from. The people in the liberty community are concerned for people who embrace violence on an issue, but that doesn't mean they're going to turn the person away, I don't think. I've not seen that personally. So anyway, going on here with the story. So he gets these emails from his so-called friends saying, we need to talk. Kurt Fredrickson, a friend of Bell's and associate dean of ministry at Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, California, sent one of those messages. Bell, a graduate of Fuller, had taught in the school's doctorate development program for the past year, but Fredrickson told his friend that his sabbatical from faith meant a sabbatical from the seminary as well. He said, from an academic standpoint, even as a personal journey, I'm really excited about what Ryan is doing. He said that there is no honest person of faith who doesn't have doubts, and Ryan is being courageous enough to take a step back and assess his life. This is bold stuff. And I would say it's a fairly unusual sentiment for somebody. I guess he wasn't necessarily in the evangelical church. That was more of a seminary. But let's see. But Bell's job at Fuller was to help students through their doctoral dissertations, a particularly stressful time, Fredrickson said, when seminarians need to lean on a person with a strong faith. He said they're also flying solo for the first time, and we want to not only teach but to nurture souls as well. Ryan says he's going to be an atheist for a year is a little contradictory to that. He said he'd be happy to talk to Bell when his experiment is over.
Especially a year. It's like, what?
So what do you think about this? Can you become an atheist temporarily?
Some people do it, but I don't think they were ever actually atheists.
I was temporarily an atheist for a decade of my life. Do you think I was not really an atheist for that time?
I do think that you're not really an atheist.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back more here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. The features are free on the site, so enjoy them. And if you enjoy the program, there are a lot of things you can do to help support Free Talk Live. The AMP program is one of those things. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. concept is you send $5 a month into the show. We invest it into Free Talk Live. Use the money to get on more radio stations. I've actually got a handful of new stations to announce. Just haven't gotten around to doing it yet. We're going to be doing that probably within the next day or so. And very excited about that because it's your AMP dollars that make our continued expansion much more possible. The reason we're on over 135 radio stations today is because of listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. And now you've got an even better reason to do it because we've got a matching contribution program in effect for the next several months, all the way through, I think, October, if I'm recalling correctly. We've got several people who've stepped up to match up to $950 per month in contributions. We've raised around $850 worth of that, and we need to hopefully make it to $950 per month. That's the goal. I think it's doable. We've gotten almost there, and so we just need your help, if you don't mind. Sure would appreciate it. You'll get your money doubled into the AMP program by going to amp.freetalklive.com and signing up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard on our website. And even if you throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar, which technically is an AMP, that's also being doubled, as well as one-time contributions, all of it up to $950 per month. But the ultimate goal is to get those monthly contributions up to that level. So thank you in advance for doing that. Or if you previously amped, thanks for doing that. Hope to have you back soon. If you're currently amping, you're great. Certainly appreciate that too. Amp.freetalklive.com.
More than 500,000 items are ready for immediate shipment over bitcoinstore.com. And they're at a 0% markup, completely wholesale from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. Because bitcoinstore.com believes in bitcoins. You can't buy anything at bitcoinstore.com with dollars or rubles or euros or any other government currency. You can only use bitcoins. So that's why they have a 0% markup, because they're not in it for profits. They're in it to spread the ideas of Bitcoin. So you can go there. It's a reasonably fair statement that just about everything there is cheaper than you're going to be able to find it at any other retailer online. So it's a great way to turn your Bitcoins into real-world items. Check it out at bitcoinstore.com.
A Adventist, Seventh-day Adventist minister has been cut loose from his job, as well as is no longer at the Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena because he's chosen to live the next year of his life as an atheist. And, Johnson, you're skeptical.
Yes, I am definitely skeptical.
Tell me more.
In general.
Well, right. But in this particular case, you don't think this can be done? I'm confused.
It just doesn't make sense for somebody to, I'm going to be an atheist for a year. I've completely changed my belief system for a year. Like, what? You don't have a choice about your beliefs generally. You're not just like, oh, I'm going to choose to believe this. It's like, no, you either believe
something or you don't. A choice to believe. I mean, most people choose the religion in which that they believe, right?
No, they don't. No, not at all. Absolutely. That's absolutely
not. They're raised into the religion.
Yeah, they're raised into the religion. They're brainwashed and indoctrinated.
People switch churches all the time.
Right.
People switch churches after long and, like, careful consideration.
Some people switch churches because they move.
Some people switch churches because they get married.
Okay, I don't think that people are switching their beliefs because they switch churches. Okay. If they believe in Jesus Christ, they believe in Jesus Christ.
Gotcha.
That's what they believe in. It's not like suddenly they go, oh, today I'm going to be a Jewish, or today I'm going to be Muslim. I'm just going to happen to change my beliefs.
Well, okay, but
unless
you're right,
they're just lying.
Well, but I think I agree with you. There should be some level of inquiry going on.
Sure.
Obviously, if somebody has taken the time to inquire, that means they're considering changing a belief, but that they are going to ultimately possibly change their beliefs. I had an email come in from a show host on LRN recently. He was telling me that he's going to be canceling his show, the Free Thought Radio show, because he's moving on with another project. And he mentioned that that he had changed from an atheist to a Muslim after having talked with Dobby Barker, the Muslim agorist.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's something that he gave consideration to, and he changed his mind. So
I think it's possible to change your beliefs, but you're not going to do it on a schedule.
Well, okay, so what he claimed was is that he was going to live as an atheist. And he has, in an interview, basically,
I believe that claim. Somebody can live as an atheist for a year, absolutely.
But in his, he's been questioning his faith all along, and you can decide, you know what, today is the day I'm going to start living like an atheist. And I'm going to try this way that I'm going to, that I believe now that I believe, that I'm going to start living my life today that way. And
a year from now, I'm going to change back.
He never claimed he was going to change back. He was going to try it for a year.
Okay.
Right. He could very well. He seems to be immersing himself very genuinely in atheist culture. And
that's the part that I was questioning, is him saying that I'm just going to do this for a year. And then it sounded like he was implying that he was just going to go back.
Well, after the year, he has
he will reassess, I think.
Experiment is complete.
That's perfectly acceptable. Yeah, you reassess after a year, sure. You're going to try something for a year? My beliefs have led me to this point. I'm making a change in my idea of what faith is or whatever, and I'm going to do this for a year or whatever. Like, I guess he's committing to it for a year, but that
the commitment
for a year doesn't really make sense, because it's like, either you're going to believe it or not, and you don't get a choice about when you're going to make the decision of whether or not you actually believe this or not. You can live like that for a year, but your beliefs may change way earlier than you
think. They may. They may. I mean, Mark wanted to move back to Florida right after he moved here to New Hampshire, and I encouraged him to stick it out for a year. And he did. And it made a difference, because you're able to more acclimate yourself to the new ideas or better learn and experience.
Now, was it on the very day of the year passing that you said, oh, now I like New Hampshire? Or was it earlier or later than that?
There's still some things I like about Florida that I prefer over New Hampshire. There's
The decision, like, I'm not going back to Florida. Like, I'm sure at first you were like, I hate it. I'm going. I'm leaving.
I thought Ian's advice was stupid. Right. And I didn't listen to it for a second.
Right.
Ian was simply lording over me the fact that he had the equipment to run the radio show, and he wasn't going to stick with what he had dangled over my head, which was that we were going to snowbird. This was all about Ian doing a power play.
I
and
didn't
nothing
dangle
about
that over your head. What are you talking about?
But you said nope, not going to do that.
Yeah, as somebody who's been around.
Yeah, you said that. Oh yeah, I think we can talk about that.
I remember you pushing for that for the longest time, and he was like, maybe.
Yeah, like that's
he
how
didn't
he
say
plays
maybe.
It.
This is but the, it was this like is it was like one of those obvious Ian maybes where it's like, that's not going to happen.
Okay, so forgive me.
I told you could snowbird. I just wasn't going to go with
right.
you.
Actually, well, and
actually,
and
if you wanted to snowbird,
and if you wanted to snowbird, you couldn't be on the show.
Yeah, that's
you wanted
exactly
to take
it.
A hotline, which is a remote piece of a remote equipment, down to Florida and do the show remotely. And I told you, no, it's important for me to have somebody in the studio.
Yeah, that's exactly what. That's exactly the case.
So nobody ever teased you with the idea of Ian leaving New Hampshire. That never happened.
Right.
And Ian
never teased you with the hotline either, because I remember those conversations very clearly, because Ian didn't want to do anybody on Skype or any digital thing ever. He was very clear, I want eye contact.
Yep. Right. So moving on here.
I didn't finish the point, which was, you know, Mark, when was the decision when you said, okay, New Hampshire's okay, and I'm going to be okay with staying here? Was it exactly on the day of the year? In other words, did you plan it out and you go, okay, I'm going to try this year? And then on the exact year date, you were like, now it's okay. You know, it doesn't happen like that.
Obviously not.
Okay, Johnson.
Beliefs aren't fungible.
If I say that I'm going to, I've come to my decision, I've come to my conclusions, I'm going to quit smoking for a year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start on January the 1st, and then on December the 31st, after I have done all this stuff, then if I have decided at that point that the right thing to do is go back.
Yeah, but you made the decision about whether or not you've really quit probably before that at some point.
Yes!
And on that...
Yes!
Yeah.
You're right!
Yeah.
It's just a commitment. That's all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's all. All right, we'll come back with more here in moments, and you can take control as well. 855-453, that's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed. It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaSig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype, we got that. In fact, there are a few calls on hold on Skype right now. We've actually got zero calls on the toll-free line and a bunch of calls on hold on Skype, which is great because normally Skype sounds really good. But make sure your Skype is working before you call in to Skype because I try my best to screen all the calls on Skype, but sometimes it just doesn't end up happening, and that can be a train wreck on the air. So do my producing job for me, and make sure that your calls are working. You can use the Skype Echo sound check service.
Hello, this is a Skype call testing service.
That is a handy service. I'll guarantee you that your call's working before you make the call to Free Talk Live. And our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect in that way.
You can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. This is some of the best tasting coffee you're going to be able to find. There was a Consumer Reports that came out recently, said that store brands were not rated above a C when it came to coffee drinkers rating the taste of coffee. Well, BuzzBox Coffee, it gets an A because it's delicious coffee. But not just delicious coffee. It's coffee that's commensurately priced with other great coffees, but it's produced in such a fashion that you're able to help people in foreign countries make a better life for themselves. People that can get into a coffee co-op, they can have a real coffee business, and we're trying to get 100 microloans financed through World Vision so that we can help 100 different families. And if you can help us with that by signing up for a coffee subscription, just get the amount that you use, you'll have it shipped to you on a regular basis. I'm getting 3 pounds every 6 weeks. That's what mine is. Maybe you'll need more. Maybe you need less. It's coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound.
All right, so we can come back to the atheism conversation because there was somewhere else that we touched on during the break about, Johnson, you don't believe that I am no longer an atheist, and I'd like to talk about that.
I said there's two options there, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, but you said you didn't believe that I was no longer an atheist. So let's go to the phones first, though, or rather in this case to Skype. Skype username lrn.fm to Freedom Guy on Skype.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Ian, you said something a little bit earlier in the program about something, you know, promoting or encouraging the growth of the state, and it made me want to ask the question about that and how it applies to this.
Oh, dear. I'll tell you what, Freedom Guy, we've actually got a really bad connection with you right now. It sounds like an interesting call. I'm going to put you on hold, and I apologize for the inconvenience. Hopefully,
started to sound like a protocol droid from Star Wars.
Hopefully we'll not have the same problem with Richard, who's on the line, I believe, from California. Richard on Skype. Let's see if you sound any different. Go ahead.
Hello.
Oh, it's our fault. All right, so sorry about that.
What's happening?
I don't know. Something screwed with
SoundCloud. Three calls on hold, probably? That's probably what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's a new world with Skype. We don't know what these problems are, and it may just be I need to restart Skype or freshen up the sound card or something like that. So apologies to everybody on Skype. If you are on Skype and feel particularly inconvenienced, we have a toll-free line, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk briefly about this idea, Johnson. You had said that, because I had mentioned that I became an atheist in when I was a teenager at 16.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually an atheist at 13, but I didn't come out of the closet until I was 16. To my parents, and the reason I brought it up was because you said, well, you can't just be an atheist for a year, then you weren't a real atheist in the first place.
Right.
I said, well, okay, so I was an atheist for a decade. Does that mean I was never a real atheist in the first place?
And so my question of that is, I said, yeah, probably. I think that if you're truly skeptical, you either are skeptical and you're skeptical of these ideas or you're not. I mean, you come to that belief system or you're not there. So my idea is that either you are really an atheist or you were really an atheist and you really didn't believe these ideas, or, you know, you're not a panentheist now. You know, and I, what I said was, is I kind of lean towards that, my belief that you're not really a panentheist, because...
But the difference is...
It seems like that's a good marketing plan. That, you know, I believe in God. This is how I believe in God.
But the difference is significant in that the atheist that I was an atheist who had been presented with only the daddy God style God. That was the only God I'd known about, that I'd ever heard about, this kind of grandpa God up in the sky who is judgmental towards
you. Okay, so what you're saying is that you weren't really an atheist. You're an atheist to that one particular God. I'm an atheist to all of them. I just went up the God further. So
I was an atheist to the God I was raised with, but I was also an atheist towards, you know, the gods of Zeus and those other gods. Any old God I'd ever heard about, I was an atheist towards. So it wasn't just one God. It was the idea of a God that was separate, that was, you know, outside oneself, and etc. So I think my atheism was absolutely real. I mean, I understood the ideas, and I, you know, I was involved in the culture to some extent, and I fully believed in it, and I used the atheism to troll Christians and things like that, and so I felt like I was there.
Right.
And then later on in life, I kind of had some epiphanies that, to some extent, psychedelic drugs helped me with a little bit.
I was going to say, psychedelic drugs, baby. Suddenly, I believe in magic.
I like the ideas that, you know, some of the kind of the layman's understanding of quantum physics that I felt pointed towards.
I can debunk any of those if you want.
I bet you can. I bet you can.
Because there's a whole religion involved around quantum physics that there's just all this fake quantum physics
right?
is out there. Oh, there's a ton of it. Yeah.
Okay, so what about the...
Like, just this, What the Bleep Do We Know, that movie? Oh, my God. It's a mess. Yeah. You know that one of the main people that they have in that movie is her name is Ramtha, and she believes she's channeling a 600-year-old warrior Viking character or something like that. Like, yeah, that movie, not too legit. She lives in a trailer in, like, Florida or something.
Yeah, so anyway, the idea being that panentheism is the belief that everything is God and that so is everything that isn't, meaning that that which is metaphysical, that which is not physical, that all of that is God, and that there's not anything that's separate, that everything's connected, and so God is this big universe, this organism, that is the universe. And so to me, it seemed like taking atheism to a new level, in that as an atheist, I always believed in myself, rather rather than some sort of God, this thing outside of me. But the panentheism suggests that if we're all part of God, then believing in yourself is essentially believing in God from that perspective. So
but
I can totally understand.
You're believing the magical idea that you create reality just with thoughts? I mean, like, can you will something to existence in front
of
you?
Well, no, I don't think that that's the case. I think that there's certain, you know, rules in place here, like gravity, for instance.
What magic do you believe in that requires faith? I'm just curious.
What magic do you believe in that requires faith?
Right.
I don't understand the question.
Well, you're saying that there's this God, right? Mm-hmm. Everything, God is everything. So where's the magic? I mean, where's the faith that's required there? I mean, what's different that you believe that requires a leap of faith?
I don't know if it's necessarily a leap of faith as much as it is a conclusion based on experience and my, you know, like I said, basic understanding of science.
Let me ask
science.
You this. What is God, then?
Everything.
Can you define God? I mean, so God is everything. That doesn't really mean... You're basically not saying anything there, and that's why I'm accusing you of not actually changing from being an atheist, because what you're saying is God. You're not saying anything about what a God is. You're completely avoiding that question. What is God? I mean, you're just using the word God to say, it's the universe. I'm just interchanging the word universe with God, not actually defining any religious precepts whatsoever.
Okay, so...
you probably didn't want to get into this conversation.
No, I'm fine with getting into it. I don't really think that the panentheistic belief system has to have anything in common with the monotheistic or polytheistic daddy god belief system, that there's no doctrine that you have to necessarily subscribe to.
I'm not saying that it does.
That there's no leap of faith involved here. If you believe, as I do, that everything's connected, and I think that there's evidence for that, scientific evidence suggests that that's a true statement.
Sure. Everything could be part of the same quark, you know, or whatever, or electron. There's theories that have stated that, you know, everything is actually one particle that's, like, basically superpositioned and everywhere at once.
Now, what do you think about the, what's it called, the observer effect, where essentially, basically the act of observing something
proven
changes.
That's not real? Dual slit experience, not real.
Okay, interesting. 855-453, that's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Hopefully we'll see if we can fix the Skype here in the remaining moments. If you're on Skype and you're frustrated by that, it sucks when it doesn't work. You can always call in the toll-free lines. 855-450-FREE. And I think you can come up with your own doctrine as a panentheist.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like toll free at 855-453. Also, Skype us, username lrn.fm. I believe the Skype is okay now. We will try it again here shortly. And you can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we share with you. If you don't get in tonight, no worries. We do the show 7 nights per week. You can join us tomorrow night. And we are expecting to have Amanda Billy Rock on the show at the beginning of the program to talk about an epiphany that she has had about minarchism since she's been here in New Hampshire. I share this particular epiphany with her. And speaking of epiphanies, we've been talking about religion and atheism and I being a panentheist, believing that everything is God. I wish we had time to get further into this, Johnson. You brought up that you believe there's been a counter to the claim about the so-called observer effect in quantum mechanics. And unfortunately, the Wikipedia article is pretty sparse on the observer effect. It does say that it is a contentious issue that is deeply connected to the many interpretations of quantum mechanics.
Right. It also says that a lot of people get it confused with the
Heisenberg uncertainty principle,
which states that you can't know the position and momentum of a particular particle or a quantum particle at any given.
But let me hop in here. I think that what Ian experienced was a switch from atheism, which is essentially, this more sort of factually based looking of the world, to what he calls panentheism, which is essentially universe worship.
I'm suggesting is that it's just a difference in marketing language.
I think that there's something to be said for what you're saying, and I'm not going to disagree with it. But what it is a point of view shift. He's viewing the world from, he's willing to take in the awe and the wonder of the universe. He's willing to look at those things.
Why can't you do that as an atheist?
You can do whatever you want. As an atheist.
A lot of atheists.
However, many atheists are going to treat you like a jerk if you try to do that. So that's why we have another label. Atheists have often said, pantheism is just atheism without the market, with different marketing. Well, that's fine and dandy. Then why do you care?
Have a lot of people been saying that?
Yes. You're not the first.
Okay. I haven't heard
of it. I like the pantheist page on Facebook. They call themselves the Advanced Definition of God, and I like that. But we should get into this another night because people are on the phones who have things to say. So let's go to those calls, and we have to start Freedom Guy back with us. Hopefully things will stay connected here. Go ahead, Freedom Guy, on Skype.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Hey, Johnson, isn't everybody an atheist and an anarchist until people start lying to him?
I would say maybe agnostic. I mean, I don't know. Atheist, I guess, if they're without belief, sure.
You were supposed to laugh. That's just a joke.
Well, you know, to a certain extent, yes, I agree. I think it's true.
All right. I just want to say thanks for having me on, guys. I love the show. I've been listening pretty much daily for a couple of months now. But I wanted to point out earlier you were talking about legalization of marijuana, and I disagree with using the term legalization because that's not what they're doing. What they're doing is they're extorting and they're dictating industry behavior.
That's what legalization is. I think you're thinking of decriminalization.
Right, but Ian was making an analogy about something else that, you know, he was basically arguing for minarchy, that, hey, this actually encourages the growth of the state. Well, so does legalization of marijuana.
Absolutely it does. I never said I supported legalization because, look, I totally agree with you. Legalization is not the most desirable outcome. But it's what's on the table here in New Hampshire, and if I have to choose between prohibition and legalization, I will choose legalization in a heartbeat.
Because I can't wrap my brain around how, you know, the marijuana plant is different than a dandelion, and how, you know, something.
I got you, man. I totally understand where you're coming from. Unfortunately, yeah. There are a bunch of people out there who seem to believe the marijuana plant is very dangerous and needs to be controlled. And unfortunately, a lot of those people are in positions of power. So you have to. I wish we could have passed Mark Warden's suggested bill last year. He put in a bill. This is a Free State Project participant who's been elected. He put in a bill that would just simply eliminate the word cannabis from the drug laws in New Hampshire. Now, that's right. The kind of legislation I'd like to see passed. Unfortunately, it crashed and burned, and that kind of thing, it doesn't go anywhere in politics. Not yet. We need to have more liberty activists.
Yeah, I don't know if...
We need to have more liberty... Mark, if we had 200 people we had 300 people in the Senate, then we'd be able to override any governor veto and be able to do whatever we wanted.
New Constitution, because there's only 30 people in the Senate.
Excuse me, not Senate. The State House of Representatives here in New Hampshire. Thank you. Whatever. Politicians.
And a better governor.
For me.
Yes,
so, it's all about numbers, and that's why we need people to move here.
Decriminalization is the word rather than legalization.
Well, no, that's not the word for what's happening in New Hampshire. Decriminalization is the ideal for me. That's what I would prefer to promote. But right now, what the proposal is legalization. And what has been voted in favor of by the State House of Representatives, where they made history yesterday, was legalization. Now, again, we can bemoan that, but... I'm very happy that it happened. It was a historic day here in New Hampshire. And if you'd like to help us change that, then I would suggest you join the Free State Project and come here and get active in New Hampshire. And I thank you, Freedom Guy, for your call and thoughts here tonight.
I love that, but it just doesn't seem like it's going to be happening.
Decrim? Yeah. Full decrim?
Just treating marijuana plants like dandelions, that's fine and dandy, but it just doesn't seem like it's what's on the table.
Please, don't anybody smoke dandelion.
Have you tried that?
No.
All right, let's go to...
Have you?
No. I was just wondering if you were recommending based on experience.
No, I'm saying don't. No, I'm definitely not recommending.
No, I mean recommending.
I'm not sure which one
of
you I believe more likely to do that.
Chuck is in St. Petersburg. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chuck.
Hey. In a recent episode, you guys were having a conversation when Brent Hatley was on about a possibility of a Libertarian Party member actually getting elected, and I think it's right around the corner here in Florida. We have a special election coming up in March because for the House of Representatives, the Republican dude, he was in there so long, the guy actually died in the seat, man.
Uh-huh.
And we have Libertarian Lucas Overby running, and it was just announced today that he's going to be the first Libertarian here in Florida that's going to be in a televised debate.
That's awesome.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. This is for where? Is it St. Pete?
Yeah, Pinellas County.
Okay. So it's going to be televised by, like, a local television station?
Well, it's going to be on Bay News 9, which is, like, the that's kind of like the news channel for, like, the cable company Bright House. And it's also going to be on C-SPAN.
Hmm. Okay. And so who will he be up against? Is this a special election?
Yeah, it's the special election. election. He's up against a Republican and a Democrat, but both of those cats, man, they don't even live here. They're the type that like they're just renting out a place around here. The Republican mm-hmm. lives in D.C. and the Democrat, she doesn't live in Pinellas County. She lives in another part mm-hmm. of Florida.
How are they allowed to run for an office without living in the district?
They're like renting a place in the district.
I see.
Well, you've got a lot of people. You have a lot of older folks there in Pinellas County. As a matter of fact, I believe it was the largest retirement community in the world at
more
one
than
point.
Venice?
At one point.
Wow.
Okay. And they, you know, those folks don't take kindly to change real quick.
Mm,
I'm skeptical.
Is this your first election?
I really, really, really hope you're right, though.
Okay, Chuck, is this your first or second election?
Well, I worked a little bit when the Snyder campaign, but this is I'm kind of more involved in this one. I'm going around like mm-hmm. talking to my neighbors and everything.
Was it Snyder a libertarian?
Mark Snyder, he was on the show.
Yeah. But he was running.
You mean
for Schmitter? And,
oh. Maybe not.
No. Alex Snyder, and but he didn't get into the debates though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what was the percentage he got?
His percentage was lower, like you know, like the
2%,
3.5 or whatever.
3%. Now, okay. So this should be interesting then. Is it the same district that this places this other candidate is, or is it a different district?
No, because that's the thing with Lucas Overby, because since it's just Pinellas County, you know, because it's going to be kind of like a smaller election, because you know, Snyder was running for Senate, so that was kind of like a you know that was like a bigger you know it's like a
I
bigger
see.
Position. You know?
So tell
so
you
let
what,
me, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How if this election doesn't work out for you, are you willing to consider the Free State Project?
Yeah, man, I'm definitely willing to consider the Free State Project. I just got to convince my wife.
I hear you.
Yeah,
it's you know, I mean, I
it's the best place to raise a family.
The my big concern is in 2008, I really thought that Ron Paul had a chance. I really did, and it hurt when he lost. And you sound like you really believe this fella is going to win. And I think that you've given me some great things here, that he's going to be in a televised debate.
That's unusual.
And that, you know, the other two candidates stink because they don't live in the town. But what I'm concerned with here is your mental state shortly after the election.
No, I'll be good, man.
Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah.
All right. Hey, will you do us a favor and give us a follow? When's the special election happening?
March 11th.
Okay, so will you follow up with us on March 12th?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. I'll look forward to it.
I remember those feelings when you thought the candidate was going to win. I was rooting for Bill Van Allen and designing the logo for the Sarasota Libertarian Party. They're still using it, but...
You know, he did all right in the race where he was only... There were two candidates.
Yeah.
You know, he got 30% in that race. But he didn't win. And in the three-way race, he got 3%, I think it was.
That's something, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll come back with more tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. If you didn't get in tonight, call us at the beginning of the show tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and vinyl plank flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.